I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 624, Red Light, Green Light. Do you remember that children's game? One person turns around while everyone else lines up a few yards behind them, and then she yells, green light, and they start moving. Then she turns around and yells, red light, and if she catches you still moving after she said red light, you got to go back to the start. But what if red light, green light could be used to help us love better? Sound strange? Well, listen in. As you know, this podcast is all about the two greatest, T2G, loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving others. Here we want to know, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Maybe today a children's game could help us love better. Are you a morning person or a night person? And what does that have to do with love anyway? Well, give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at this little children's game, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to love people better by the way you use your time. You know, we're all given the same 24 hours in a day. Nobody gets any more, nobody gets any less. And yet, not all the hours of the day are created equal. In his book, At Your Best, Carrie Newmoff delineates these unusual times in our days as green, yellow, and red hours. He writes, green hours are your best, most productive, and engaging spaces hours. Your yellow hours are just kind of the average hours of your day, and red are the least productive, most distracted, lowest engagement times of your day. He goes on to say, the simple exercise of identifying the three colors of the hours of your day, and then intentionally scheduling your day to align with my important tasks, have been invaluable. Of course, there aren't any perfect days, we know that. There will always be interruptions. But knowing my colors, he says, has helped me realize that certain hours have greater capacity than others. It's allowed me to accept and embrace my limitations, seeing them as a gift and not as a curse. His challenge is try to discern the colors of the hours of your day, and then align those colors with right times and see what happens. That got me thinking about us, podcast family. I mean, what happens when we're trying to love, but it's not a green light hour, but a red light one? Sometimes what we want to come out as love comes out all wrong, and you've been there, done that, and bought that t-shirt. Understanding yourself, how you're wired, and what you need to thrive has a lot to do with how well you love people and God. I think it was Bill Clinton that said every major mistake he ever made in his life happened when he hadn't gotten enough rest. Now, that's not an excuse. That's just reality. My wife, Jane, can stay up later and still function well with less sleep. I can't do that. I go to bed by 9, if at all possible, and then I get up at 5 every day, and I'm good to go. My green light hours are 5 a.m. to noon. My yellow light hours are noon to 6, and my red light hours are 6 to bedtime. I don't know about you, but that's me. So if I want to love well, I need to make sure it's a green light hour, or at least if it's not, that I've gotten enough rest and I'm ready to give myself some patience and to love others in those other two zones. Psalm 90 verse 12 says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. But I think we can go deeper. O Lord, teach us to number our hours. Romans 13:11, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Here's the great question. How about you? When are your green, yellow, and red hours of the day? And how does that play into your ability to love others well throughout the day? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Dear Lord, when our life on earth is done, may we stand before you and hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Father, we know our time on earth is but a few words in the cosmic story. Help us to use our time wisely and leave our mark when our time is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 625. And in the meantime, I remember the old youth group chorus when I was a teen. Love him in the morning when you see the sun arising. Love him in the evening because he brought you through the day. And in the in-between time, when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. There's wisdom here, podcast family. All the hours of the day are not created equal. So maximize the ones where your energy is full and give grace to yourself and others when the off hours come. May we all move to love God and others in deeper ways. And we can do that better if we take some time to play a little red light, green light.